Okay, well, let's just kind of switch gears and get settled in. So, to start, go ahead and close your eyes just for a second. And maybe give your body a couple little wiggles. Wiggle your shoulder, wiggle your hips. I kind of like to rub the tops of my legs. And give yourself three nice big breaths. So I'm just going to kind of guide you through a few little energy setting pieces here. So, let's begin by bringing your awareness back into your body, all of the little bits that like to be out working on other things. Thinking about the kids or your family, on projects and creations. And you might even imagine, it kind of helps me to have like a receptacle almost in the middle of my head. So as I'm gathering those pieces and those parts of me that are scattered about, that they have kind of a place to collect. So let's just take a minute there. Yeah, and I kind of noticed that the energy wants to like drop right down to the heart and radiate out right away. And I just like to try to keep that awareness in the center of your head just for right now. And then from here, imagine some divine light coming in from above. Down through the top of your head. And that can come down all the way through the middle of your body, like following your spinal column. And actually going right down into the earth. And then from here, send out some grounding cords from the base of your spine. And I like to imagine like the back of the lower part of my back is like a tree trunk, and those roots can come right down out from my back and down into the earth. And those ends can just open right up and start to absorb some of that beautiful, loving energy from Mama Gaia. Matter of fact, you can maybe even put your hands palm down right on the ground near you. And with your eyes closed, go ahead and let some of that energy that wants to come out of your heart come right down from your arms into the palms of your hands, and you can feed it right into the earth. And then in turn, you can see these roots that you've put down go ahead and start drinking up some even more from the earth and kind of letting it fill up the bottom half of your body. And then we're just going to go ahead and kind of clear out the system. So again, focusing on the top of the head, let's let like almost like a waterfall of light come in through the top of your head and just sort of fill up the top half of your body. And then open up like a drain on the bottom and let all of that flush right out of the bottom. And that can go right back down into the earth too. And so I'd just like to take a moment to invite any helping or compassionate spirits or support that would like to guide us in our work today. And Sarah, I'll offer you a moment here for you to say a little prayer for yourself and for something that you've been wanting or calling in. And you're welcome to do it out loud, but you can just have that for yourself if you want as well. Okay. So go ahead and open your eyes again, and so let's move into this work a little bit. So I'm going to have you say, like, in maybe a few sentences, what you wanted to look at today.
Okay. Kind of said it in my little prayer. I feel like I need to open my heart to peace with my mom, who she is, to other people, who they are. I'm like doing circles over my heart now. I just feel like it's been very shut, I guess. I'm closed off, and it's like I go through this rhetoric in my head every day, reminding myself why I'm not talking to her and why I don't want to be in her life. And I just don't feel like that's healthy.
Can you hold on a second? I'm just kind of looking for an entry point here. Can you say a little bit about what it feels like in your body when she does, when she has reached out to you, either in person or like even just in your mind when you imagine her needing something from you?
Probably in like my solar plexus. Feel it in my gut.
Got it. What I'm kind of interested in playing with here, I feel like we have a vow happening here in your system. So what that looks like is, when we're young, we don't really get a say in what happens in our life, and we don't really have any control.
Right.
So we get control by internalizing it. And a lot of times that means we make promises to ourselves. And obviously it's fucking awesome that we do it at the time, and that's how we kind of like survive this stuff. Then a lot of times we kind of forget that we've made that promise, and so it continues to like operate the system. So the thing that we're trying to not have happen, we end up kind of like clinging to so that we can remember that we don't want it. And then we end up just bringing it back to us over and over again to remind ourselves that that's not what we want.
Yeah.
So we want to kind of shift that. And so I'd like to kind of take a look. And this might just be a little bit of playing around with some wording from both of us. So, okay, give me just a second here. Let me just check a couple of things. When you were little, was your mom pretty loud? Did she yell?
No.
Okay. I'm kind of seeing, so maybe you can bring some clarity here. I'm kind of seeing, like a hiding place that you had, maybe? Or like an escape, a place to kind of escape. What comes up for you when I say that?
I mean, gosh, it's hard to say. Because, I mean, most of the time when we were grieving, it would be when my mom was not there. So, I mean, as far as a hiding place, and we all... Me and my mom slept in the same room, so her room was my room. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd go into the bathroom and watch myself cry. Mm-hmm. I'd go into my grandmother's old room and play with my Barbies or, you know. Yeah, I can't really think of, like, a specific hiding spot or somewhere that I would go. Because when she was there, we were... peace, love, and happiness, but when she was gone, it was just awful. It was weird. It was a very contrasting way to feel about my mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved her when she was there. I hated her when she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like my escape was in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting like a couple contrasting things like going on. Like it feels partially like there's a wall that's been built up, as like protection. But then also it feels like that area that you built is like vacated too. Which is very, very clever. yeah. So, let's go ahead and check out the solar plexus, because that just keeps coming up, and you mentioned it also. So, do you feel like you could just, we can do two things. If you think you can just kind of, like, go there, we can do that, or if you want some help, I can, like, walk you through a process to kind of get you there.
Okay.
What sounds best for you?
Well, get me where exactly?
Into your solar plexus.
Okay, I might need to be walked through. Okay. What would that feel like?
So let's do this. Start by imagining, just a little teeny version of yourself.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have you walk in to your body from your third eye. So when you get in there, I'm going to have you see an elevator in front, and we're going to take that down to your solar plexus. Don't get in and go down yet, but let's just start with, do you have a sense of the elevator?
Uh-huh.
Okay, beautiful. Yes, and I like that it's elaborate already. So go ahead and get in the elevator and close the door. And then when you are ready, hit the down button. And so just kind of track yourself moving down, down through your throat. Keep on coming down into your heart, even if it gets a little bumpy. Come on down to the lower part of your rib cage and lungs. And then when you feel like you've arrived, like sort of at the level of your solar plexus, go ahead and let me know and we'll open the door in a minute. Don't open it quite yet.
Okay, I think I'm there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Beautiful. Okay, cool. So, okay, go ahead and hit the button and let the door open.
Okay.
And... when is it that you see or notice first?
Oh, man. I don't know.
So I might start with, like, can you see your feet? What is it? Does it look like you're standing on something solid?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what does that look like?
I just saw, like, whiteness, like openness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you, like, wander around? Maybe take a few more steps out?
Hard.
You're doing good. So, can I share with you what it feels like to me?
Yeah.
What I'm noticing is it does feel vast. It feels like there's a lot of it doesn't feel heavy to me at all. It feels like there's a lot of lightness and openness. And it feels like it's all going out. Like there's no reserve for you.
Okay, yeah.
So what I think would be nice is to kind of work on... putting a structure here, especially in the solar plexus. This is sort of like the center of our like earth body ship. I mean, it's like kind of the center of ourself too. And, it's hard. It's great to be open, but then also it's hard to be clear on where your boundaries are if you don't have any, like, for yourself. So we can just play here. We can actually just, like, imagine, like, I like to have a structure here, like a house of some kind.
I can see, I want a greenhouse.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, perfect. I love that. So, yeah, looks like you kind of got the structure going already, and...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tall.
And I can't quite tell, are you inside of it? Or are you on the
outside? I just walked in now.
Okay, beautiful.
But I feel like the windows... aren't clean, like it's not a new greenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can see that they're old.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can take like a golden sponge and clean those off. And we'll just see how that goes.
I can see light coming in as I clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like beams.
And you're probably, are you a little bit empathic too?
Oh, very.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
And I also want to please everybody. Yeah. So I'm working on boundaries. I'm working on saying no.
Yeah. Yeah, and if I can just talk at your head a little bit while you're kind of playing around with cleaning it up in there and making it more yours, I think I can. We all kind of have like energetic blueprints that tie into like the curriculum we're here to learn in this and usually many lifetimes. And it looks like, I'll just share with you on a personal note, I feel like one of yours is kind of a match to mine. And it's very tricky. There is definitely a type of person that wants to orient around what other people want. Like the kind of the bottom line energetic is I'll feel safe when I'm what you want me to be. And this is kind of similar to how we operate, but ours is like a little bit different. So it can feel like we're trying to please people, but really it's more about just staying in relationship with other people, because we tend to experience things through other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that resonate with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, like, super gift. And you probably have a knack for being able to pinpoint where people need help. Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
So there's not, when we have all of our energy, like, kind of out there checking on people all the time, both out of, like, sheer obligation, like, motherhood, and out of, like, this energy pattern, we kind of lose where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why we're working on this place right here. And coming back to it, or even just, like, in the moment, in the midst of feeling sort of off-centered by things that are happening around you, kind of instantaneously remembering this feeling of what it's like to be in your center here. And then coming back to the situation you're trying to navigate and kind of being in that space. And it certainly doesn't mean that we don't get pulled into other people's stuff ever again, or that we always know exactly who we are, but just, like, having a location to come to when, like, our energy's trying to feel out and figure out where we are.
Right, yeah, I feel like I've had a hard time coming back into myself.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because I give my energy away to so many people on a daily basis.
Yeah. So that was the other piece that's beautiful awareness. That's the other piece I kind of wanted to look at is being able to, like, nourish your own needs.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know that in that space you are then able to, like, give to other people.
Absolutely.
More. So, from here in your solar plexus, I know you said that you're feeling, let me just check in. How's it going down there? How are you feeling? And what do you notice?
I'm feeling more clarity, mm-hmm. for sure. I feel like I have a path now. Mm-hmm. Whereas I couldn't see anything, now I think the structure really helped in cleaning up the windows and just having a goal, having something to cultivate and nourish, yes. as you would in a greenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you feel like you can tell that this is yours?
Not initially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
it kind of felt like it's something I hadn't been to in a long time, mm-hmm. which is probably why it seems so dirty and so old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, if you were to imagine some gold divine light coming in from the top of your head and coming down into your solar plexus, can it come into the greenhouse?
Yes.
Okay. And can it stay there?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And it might be nice to, like, open up a window or something, too. Just to sort of, like, kind of take the pressure off of your system of having to, like, hold it all.
Right.
Yeah. So... So I still, I'm a little torn because I don't want to rush this, and the vow thing keeps coming up to me, and it seems like there's maybe a vow around knees. I keep seeing you when you're like 5.
Uh-huh.
And so. Let's just play around with some things, and if you want to talk a little bit more about, you know, maybe what your, like, what that felt like, the difference between mom being there and not being there, that might uh-huh. be an entry point. What I hear... And again, this isn't necessarily the thing, but just to get us going, is I keep hearing you scream, I need truth.
Yeah. I definitely, whenever I was dealing with that, whenever she'd be gone, I would always, like, talk to God and say, why? Like, why is this happening to me? Why is this in my life? Because I really felt like the only person in school. I was going to a private Christian school, so mm-hmm. it's like all these kids lived in nice houses. I mean, we lived in a shitty house, too, like roach-infested, rat-infested, mm-hmm. spiders. I mean, it was like hell. mm-hmm. It was just such a contrast to what I felt everyone else's life was like. And I didn't understand why that was. Like, what? Even then, I wanted to know what the purpose was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's definitely shaped me for the better.
Let's just kind of focus in a little bit more on, like, when you say, why me? Obviously, there's lots of layers there. And what are the first couple things that come to mind that that you, like, didn't want, that you were angry at having to experience?
My mom being an alcoholic. Her not being reliable. Mm-hmm. Reliability has been an issue that has followed me mm-hmm. to this day. Like, I refuse to carpool with people because I don't trust anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a reliability thing. You mm-hmm. know, if someone says they're going to be here at this time, I don't believe them.
Mm-hmm.
But I am, like, me being, I'm not a control freak because I don't, like, disturb anyone else's, you know, livelihood, but I definitely feel that if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. If I'm going to be somewhere at some time, I'm there mm-hmm. and earlier, you know, I'm like overcompensating.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's like, we'll get the wording. We'll get there. What it feels like is not being able to depend on anybody else and making sure that you're the dependable one, is creating situations where you're like having to be the one to rely on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can know where you are by comparing it to how other people are. Let me think. So what it's inviting in your system is evidence that other people aren't reliable and can't be trusted, so that you can remind yourself that you are reliable. You wouldn't do this. Does that make
right.
sense?
Right. Yeah, it's like self-validation through other people's lack.
Yes. Yes. So I kind of want to play again with that wording, like, if you can tune into what you felt like around that time, you know, was there like a promise or something to yourself that I'm never going to be this way or.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm never going to be this way to my children. I will always be there for them no matter what. You know, I'll be in their lives. I'll be present and aware. All of that. And really having my own kids made it worse.
Yeah.
Like, made the way that I feel towards my mom 10 times worse, because now my kids are the age that I was when I was experiencing all of the garbage that she was doing, and it enrages me. It makes me so upset and so hard to even fathom how she could leave us. I mean, she would leave me and my sister, and I had a brother at the time. He died when I was just 3.
Mm-hmm.
Or 4, but he was 15 when he died. There was a big age gap there, but she would take all of us to a stranger's house and leave us with a neighbor saying that she needs to run to the hospital because she's got some kidney issues, but she'd be going out to drink, and my dad would come home from work and see an address and say, the kids are here. And it's just that, I can't even wrap my head around that. It's just, it's so neglectful and so selfish, and I can't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of that, like, as my kids have gotten older, I'm even more angry towards my mom. So I think giving myself to my mom and still extending myself
mm-hmm.
to help her wasn't making sense to me anymore. And I was saying yes to things just to please her
yeah.
for whatever reason,
yeah.
to be reliable,
yeah.
to be the reliable person she never was for me. And that doesn't really make much sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like something along the lines of I'll always be there for others.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what does it feel like was the thing that you wanted to get when you were a child?
I guess just that unconditional love that I felt like I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
That, well, I don't even know if that's the right word. You know, your parents are supposed to be there. They are your number one person to rely on. Like, she wasn't even there when I started my period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, really, of all the significant moments in my life that a girl needs a mother,
mm-hmm.
she was gone. And my sister had to kind of, you know, walk me through what to do next. And it was so disappointing not having that person. You know, your parents are supposed to be your people.
Yeah.
And I felt like I kind of had to raise myself in many levels and layers of that,
mm-hmm.
figuring things out.
Do you feel like you can sense, when you continue to make this, like, promise that I'm always going to be there for others, do you feel like you, like, wrote it down somewhere? Like, either literally on a piece of paper or, like, stored it somewhere in your body? Like, where did you put that?
I definitely wrote it. I was always writing
mm-hmm.
in, like, my diary journal thing about, mom's doing this again, and I don't understand it, and I will never be like this, and, oh, yeah, I've written it down, probably so many times
mm-hmm.
in my journals, which it's funny, I used to keep them in my bedside, and I had a piece of big purple amethyst also on my mm-hmm. bedside, and I started having nightmares like crazy. And a friend of mine, she was like, "Well, what's on your bedside? Why? What's happening?" And I told her, I'm like, "Well, I have these journals with all these horrible memories from my childhood." She said, "The amethyst is just transmitting that to you every night." Mm-hmm. So she did Reiki on my amethyst to clear it and told me to get rid of the journals. And I don't know why I cannot get rid of them. Mm-hmm. So I put them in my attic. Mm-hmm. So they're far away from my bed now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all of that went away immediately. And I'm always charging my crystals under the moonlight to just kind of aid with positivity and stuff. But yeah, I've written it, I'm sure, 100 times, that I won't be like that, and that, you know, I'll do what I say. And just
so let's play with flipping this around. If your promise was, "I'm always going to be there," I wonder what it would feel like in your system if your new vow might be, "I'm always going to be here," as in my own experience.
Oh, I like that.
Or even, we could even get more simple and say, I am here.
I felt like my solar plexus just filled up with energy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Why don't you say that out loud one time?
I am here. Mm-hmm. I am here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, getting closer.
I am here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful.
I feel like I need to write that down. Mm-hmm. Right, yes. At least 3 times to solidify it.
Yes, totally, totally. Yeah. Yeah, you get to keep some of your own energy. You know, there's like a way that we tend to want to like help and fix everybody else and get everybody else's needs met so that we can then get our needs met. And there again, it's usually the reverse is like how it works.
Right. I have to fill my cup before I can give to others.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Totally. Mm-hmm. You can fill your cup just because you fucking want to have a full cup, not even just so that you can give it to others. Like, you get to have it just because you fucking want it.
Right. Yeah, and it's not, immediately my brain wants to say, "Oh, but that's selfish." Mm-hmm. But it's, we need to be selfish. Yep. It's a different kind of selfishness that I think gets lost.
Yes. Yeah. Just take a second here, and let's bring in some more light from above, you in this greenhouse and your solar plexus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even play a little bit. I feel like I can see a little, like, I don't know, like, sparklies or, like, little fairy things flying around or something around you.
You cannot imagine how many times I have been told by people that I'm a fairy. My friend, who she had something happened to her, and she can now like see through this world. She can see like giants and all sorts of things, and mm-hmm. she can she was doing Reiki on me, and she could feel the wind from my wings. And she was like, you are connected to fairies. You are a fairy. There is something there. And I've been called that by people my whole life. That's so funny that you said that.
Yeah, and here again, it's like you get to have, like, that magic just for you, just for fun. It just so happens that other people end up benefiting from, you know, you being here. So, this feels like a good place to stop for today.
Yeah, that was great.
So I'm just going to have you, just to kind of like close it up formally, have you see the elevator again and go ahead and open the door and get back in. And then close the door, and you can shoot right all the way back on up back to your third eye. And then as you walk out of the elevator and out of your third eye, I like to just imagine that little version of me kind of dissolving back into my body. And, And so again, I just want to take a moment and thank any helping and compassionate beings and ancestors that have been here to help us in this work today. Thank you. Give yourself some gratitude for showing up and your consistent willingness to do the work.
Yeah, this was, I needed this.
Beautiful. And this can be like an ongoing practice. It is for all of us, of course. Before I let you go, do you have any like last thoughts or questions or things that you want to presence?
This was good. I think that realization happened with the reversing. Reversing how I'm looking at things and the way I'm using my energy. I think I kind of forgot that.
Totally. Have fun with writing that down, too.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
So let's just go ahead and do one more shot of that divine light coming down through your body. Maybe even stretching your arms up in the air. Giving your hips a little wiggle and kind of bringing your present awareness all the way back to here and now. And it might be beneficial since you do have other people in the house with you or in your life who are used to you being a certain way. Like, if it makes sense to kind of send your energy out into the other room before you actually go to the other room. And then that sort of like allows other people to adjust to what you're, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful.
Kind of like a prime.
Yeah,
exactly. Like I'm priming them.
Oh my God, I love that word. I'm totally writing that down. Yes. Perfect. Okay, what a joy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This was great.
Yeah, it's nice to connect to you too. So fun, but I always love seeing what you got going on in your life and your beautiful family. So, thank you. All right, beautiful. Well, I'm going to let you go and let you play in this space. Thanks again, and enjoy the rest of your day and week.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.